vegetables. 2-year-olds know what a carrot is. My mind is way too busy with important business to worry about things like that.
You mean like your investigation of Miss Hussain?
When Miss Smiley was arrested earlier in October, the school got a new teacher to replace her. She was called Miss Hussain, and I was certain she was another bad guy in disguise, possibly planted by Montgomery McMonaghan and his corrupt organisation, Spark. So I did what any good agent would do. I devoted my life to uncovering Miss Hussain's secret identity. I followed her. I asked her constant questions. I tried my hardest to make her mad and trick her into telling a lie. But the thing with Miss Hussain was that she was really, really nice. Like, so super nice it was annoying. We moved towards the vegetable patch. Me with the stealth of a panther. And Jess with the clomp clomp of a buffalo. The sky had suddenly turned dark, and it had started to rain freezing fat blobs of water. It was the perfect weather for our manhunt. I made a series of hand gestures and head movements to communicate to Jess what our plan should be without giving away our position.
"What?"
she said. It was quite dark, so she must not have seen clearly. I did them again.
"Alex, it's cold and wet, and I have no idea what you're trying to do."
"I'm saying we should flank them, of course. Also, you ruin everything."
"Whatever," Jess said, and moved to the right of the garden.
At least she knew what flanking meant. That was something. I took the left flank, sneaking like a shadow through the gloom towards my prey. The vegetable patch was like an unlidded box made of logs, about the size of a wrestling ring. It was filled with mud and leaves and freakish-looking scarecrows that the reception kids made out of old Coke bottles. And there was definitely something in amongst the vegetables. I braced myself for the pounce, for the beast to fight back. Instead, a white, floppy-haired head poked out from under a leaf and squeaked. I looked over at Jess. Her special power isn't as useful as mine, obviously. But in this situation, being able to talk to animals would come in handy. I used to laugh when I saw the twitch that came as the side effect of her power and happened whenever she talked to them. But even her twitching just wasn't the same anymore. She'd decided to have office hours for her power, when animals were allowed to come see her with their requests. At other times, she didn't like talking to them. She said it got too tiring, what with all the Year 6 exam work we were doing at school. Now she twitched in the most bored way possible.
"Boris is surrendering," Jess said. "He doesn't like the rain and he wants to go back to his hutch."
"Oh," I said, feeling quite disappointed. "Well, one down, one still on the loose." A golden brown head peeped out next to Boris and managed to squeak through the mouthful of green leaf it was munching on. Jess twitched and sighed.
"Noodle's surrendering too. He does whatever Boris does."
"I think they were intimidated by my powerful presence," I said.
"Let's just get them back to school before we're completely soaked."
"Shouldn't we interrogate them about why they escaped?" I said, really hoping for a bit more excitement out of the situation.
"Alex," Jess turned to me, "they're guinea pigs. They got out of their hutch and stole some lettuce. Even you can't make this into a drama. Now grab Boris and I'll get Noodle."
"You grab Boris. He looks like he might bite."
"Fine,"
Jess huffed and scooped up Boris with an air of professionalism I had to respect. I crept towards Noodle.
"There's no point tiptoeing, Alex. He's looking right at you. He already knows you're coming."
"Right," I said. "Do guinea pigs have claws?
Would you like me to carry it back to the hutch?"
An unfamiliar voice made me jump out of my skin, and Jess too, from the look of it. The new boy, Rex, had somehow walked across the entire field without us noticing, and was standing right behind us. He was almost as stealthy as me. Jess frowned at him, not in an especially nasty way, just in the way she frowned at everyone.